FM Breakfast with Wally.
Something that I could definitely nominate for a bit of Muppet behaviour.
Muppet behaviour.
Is the Echuca Moama Bridge and the state that it's in and how long it's taken for anything to do so. Now, Councillor Tom Werich is the man who is really behind this issue and he's campaigning something fierce to get something done about it. And he's phoned through this morning. Councillor Tom Werich, how are you, sir?
Yeah, good, Wally. Yourself?
Wonderful. Last time you and I spoke, you were in a hospital bed.
That's exactly right. Yes, I was in St. Vincent's having a bit of having the oil pump a bit of a tune up.
So everything's tip top.
Well, it's still pumping.
More or less, very good. I like it.
I suppose that's a good sign, is it?
Yeah, well, it's good to know that you're not dragging the chain, but a few government bodies seem to be when it comes to the Echuca Moama Bridge. Can you give us an update on this thing? What is going on?
Oh, Wally, what a saga, eh? It's unbelievable. Look, just recently I called upon the Victorian government to give it up. They obviously are not capable of building this bridge. And I say that what people need to know is that New South Wales has built many bridges across the Murray River. From inception to completion has not been longer than 5 years. And for heaven's sake, we've been talking about a bridge at Echuca Moama for 46 years.
Oh, God.
It's just unbelievable that, we could have... Look, really, we've had more public meetings, we've had more committees, steering committees, EISs, every man and his auntie's had a run in this, and we still can't get a bridge at Echuca Moama. You know, how much can a koala bear?
What kind of money is involved in to get this over the line?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because that's a major part of the issue. And look, New South Wales has put $60 million on the table. That's New South Wales' end of this deal. We recently had myself and Ian Madison, the mayor of Campaspe Shire, recently had a meeting with Susan Lee, who's the federal member on the New South Wales side, the seat of Farrer, Tim Fisher's old seat. Now, and I say Tim Fisher because Tim Fisher initially put $15 million on the table, I don't know, 25 years ago, and that's since gone. But we went to Susan Lee for support and some money, and she said, well, that's all fine, Tom, but tell me, how much money is it that you need? And there's the major stumbling block, because those wonderful people at Vic Roads won't tell us how much, and the Victorian State Government won't tell us either. So, you know, we'll all go to Susan Lee, cap in hand, and walk out of the room looking pretty stupid because we can't get a figure out of Vic Roads.
Why? I don't understand. What, do they not know?
Well, I'm sure they know, but look, it's got to be a money issue. That's the only thing I can think of. And this is not getting any better. As the towns of Echuca Moama grow and develop, and we've both got positive growth rates, it's becoming more and more apparent that there are more and more issues. You know, we have, say, the Southern 80 weekend or the Deniliquin Butte Muster weekend, or there's any amount of festivals and things happening. The bridge is, you know, the towns are gridlocked for, you know, 2, 3, 4 kilometres out of town on the New South Wales side, and the township of Echuca is just unbelievable.
Yeah, jam-packed. I don't understand why the benefits aren't being associated with the cost.
Well, you know, there's an argument that says blue ribbon seats usually don't get treated as good as marginal seats do.
Ah.
And that's probably all I should say in relation to that. But,
look,
I can tell you the numbers, and I haven't looked at them just recently, but the numbers of the vehicles that transverse the bridge are just, people would be astounded. They'd be flabbergasted if they knew just how many movements there are across that bridge.
That is something that really, really needs to be listed just going. It's not just a request that you're putting out there for request's sake. This is something that has been desperately needed. It's astonishing.
Oh, look, without a doubt, you know, there is no hospital on the New South Wales side in Moama. For heaven's sake, there's not even a tow truck on the New South Wales side. So if we were to have major collision on the bridge or on the New South Wales approach side, we're in diabolical trouble.
Murray Shire Mayor Tom Werich, we'll leave it at that, or else I'm afraid I might put you back into a hospital bed for you again soon. We really do wait with bated breath here, and I really thank you for lending me vampire some of your time this morning.
Thanks, Wally.
Hear everything Greater Valleys every weekday morning. 3SRFM Breakfast with Wally.